Carlos, what did you think of Holmes tonight?
Yeah, look, I thought first two-run homer, right? Two calls that we didn't get there. 0-2, you know, full ball in the strike zone, we didn't get that one. And then another one that clips the strike zone, we didn't get that one. And then the rain started, you know, coming down pretty hard. And he lost the feel for the ball there. You know, I'm not trying to make excuses here for him. And then, you know, once he got to 3-2, he just trying to land that pitch for a strike and got it over the plate and they hit it out. And then overall, I thought the sinker wasn't there today. You know, there was a lot of fly ball. There was a lot of balls in the air, you know. But he was still able to give us six innings and kept us there. And that was it.
When you have a situation that's, early in the game where Ozocar is coming up with the bases loaded, is it simply a point in the game where it's just too early to make a move? Is that the
process? Yeah. I mean, obviously there's a case there, but with two outs, you know, it's a fourth inning. I'm still going to give the guy a chance there, you know. That was
Manny.
Just with Holmes, he went first, I think, 6-7 starts without allowing home run. Now it's been two straight. Just what are you seeing? Is it just he's losing feel for that, for his sinker? Or what do you think is behind
it? Yeah, no, I think he's today, like I said, on tough conditions there, just trying to land a breaking ball for a strike. They got him. And then, I don't think he's just losing a feel for that pitch. I think that's a weapon for him. It just happens, you know. You're facing good hitters, and then sometimes when you make mistakes, they're going to make you pay. So, but not worry at all.
Joe?
When it is coming down like that in the second inning, is there anything you could do for a pitcher, or it just is what it is and he's got to?
Yeah, no, at that point, he's on the umpire's hand. You know, there's nothing we could do there. I mean, other than create the awareness and give, you know, get their attention. But at that point, it's just their call.
Tony?
I know it was brief, but what sort of curiosity did you get a look at Acuña out there in center?
Yeah, fine. You know, didn't get tested, but as far as the positioning and just being engaged with Antoine from the dugout, the communication with the right field, the left field, the movement between pitches, between hitters, he looked fine.
Abby?
What did you see in the at-bats today?
Yeah, not much, to be honest with you. I thought we controlled the strike zone against their starter. You know, few walks, a couple of bases loaded situation, just couldn't come through. And then once they got to the bullpen, you know, it becomes a bullpen game, and they got the matchups they wanted pretty much. And then after the starter came out, we didn't create much opportunity there.
Was the rain handled how it should have been handled?
Yeah, I mean, it was playable, you know. We came down hard for a few seconds there. Unfortunately, we were on defense there trying to get the last out, but then it was fine.
Mike?
How do you feel about going to the Bronx for the weekend?
We're ready to go. You know, it'll be an exciting series. Two teams playing well, two really good teams. I'm pretty sure it'll be fun.
Mark, in the back.
Just following up on that, just what do you think this is going to be like for Soto going back?
A lot of emotions. You know, he's going back. He's gonna go in there and this, you know, good memories. You know, he had a really good year with them. Went to the World Series with them. It'll be exciting.